With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Saturday, January 22nd, and we are here to attempt to take the mystery out of your financial life. Mark, just be prepared. We are about to get slammed with many, many, many tax questions. I know it because it's going to be a confusing tax season, and tax season opens up on Monday. And so if you've got a tax question and you want us to answer it, just go to the website, jillonmoney.com, jillonmoney.com, and click the contact button. Okay, so here's something a little bit different. I am inviting you guys to join a webinar. Yeah, I'm co-hosting a webinar with Brent Weiss. He's a certified financial planner and head honcho, one of the head honchos, I should say, over at Facet Wealth. The webinar is called Your Money in 2022, What's News, What's Noise, and What You Need to Do. We'll put a link to the registration in the show notes, but it's going to be fun and it's going to be, you know, an hour. It's not going to be 5 hours, okay? It is on January 27th at noon Eastern time. There are limited spots available, so you should register if you can. All right, so check it out. Let's go and talk to Karen in Kentucky about one of my triggers in life, annuities.
I've got a question about if you're familiar with single purchase longevity annuities.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and can you give me your feel on that?
Sure. Tell me a little bit about your life and how this could or could not work for you. So what's going on for you? Are you retired right now?
I'm 63, mm-hmm. and yes, I just retired a few months ago.
Okay.
I've got other RAs. Since I retired, I do get a pension, mm-hmm. so, you know, I'm okay, financially okay mm-hmm. with all that.
Mm-hmm.
Paid off my home, and so I don't have any bills per se.
Mm-hmm.
Where I had worked, I had a RA, so I have a sum of money there.
Mm.
And that's what I was trying to figure out, what's the best option.
But you don't need income. In other words, you said you're good, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
So here's the thing. I think I get a bad rap on annuities because everyone says, you hate annuities.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't hate them across the board. I think that they're awfully expensive. So unless you really understand the costs involved, it's tough to make the case. In your particular situation, I'm not sure it makes sense to take some money that you have in an IRA and then pop it into a contract where you're going to lose access to that lump sum, mostly because you don't need the income stream. You've got income that is likely sufficient for you, right?
Right.
Okay. So I think right now the IRA is with your employer's plan still, or did you roll it over?
Yes. I mean, I can roll it over.
Okay.
It's a plan that there's a few funds that are in it.
Mm-hmm.
There might be only like 20 maybe. And they give you no financial guidance or support. So it's kind of that if I keep it in there, I'm just going to be watching it and looking at it, figuring out, you know, what funds I want to be in.
Right. Well, okay. So is it freak you out to do it yourself?
No, I mean, I did okay with it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. So I might just leave it where it is without even rolling it over. Because, all right, I get it when you say I don't have that many choices, which is funny because 20 is a ton. I would have thought you were going to, when you started the sentences, well, you know, I don't have any choices. I thought you were going to say like five funds. But if you have 20, We got to be able to find something good in there.
It does a good range from, you know, from a very aggressive to moderate to, you know, to just basically money market and savings. So,
I mean, what I would say to you, Karen, is that at age 63, this is a nice chunk of money for you. How much is in there right now?
There's about almost 100.
Okay. So we got $100,000, which is a nice chunk of money. And you would choose a diversified portfolio, meaning that you'd have a range. You know, if there is an, is there an index fund choice in your among the 20?
Yes, there is.
Okay, so I would try to stick to the index funds, not because they're better or worse, they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And if we could take a bond index and a stock index and maybe have like a 50-50 allocation there, and maybe you want to leave a little money in cash just in case, you know, it can make you feel better.
Right.
So I think that to pay up for an annuity, which is a product that can be useful, I mean, it does create income for people, you're paying up for something you don't even need. So I don't think that it's worth it for you.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Yes, makes a lot of sense.
All right. Go forth and reallocate that and use those index funds, all right?
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care and good luck. Okay. If you've got an annuity question or any other financial question like Karen, just give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com and click the contact button. Don't forget, while you're on the website, a few things you've got to do. You've got to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And what you should do is you should subscribe to our sister broadcast. It's called Eye on Money. Then you get to hear Mark's voice twice a week, every single week. It's so great. So let's try to do that. Easy peasy. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. That would be very nice for you to do. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.